Okay, good evening, everybody. Thank you for joining me. Today we are going to be doing page Nun Aleph in Simen Ayin Reish Beis. We are up to Si'if Tes. So today we're going to be doing Be'ezus Hashem Si'if Tes. And this Si'if is all about Chamar Medina. What beverages is one allowed to use for Kiddush, for Havdalah, for Kiddush at night, Kiddush during the day? So says the Shulchan Aruch, B'mekom She'ein Yayin Matzoy. It's quite a way to start off the line in Shulchan Aruch. If there is a place where there is no wine available, that seems to be the presumption, Yeshua. So there are those that say that you could then say Kiddush on beer and other drinks, not water. And others say, no, you're not allowed to make Kiddush on these things, even if there is no wine available. According to the Rush, that for Friday night Kiddush, you shouldn't say Kiddush on beer, rather you should say Kiddush on the challah. You have the bread in front of you. But in the morning, on the daytime Kiddush, then better to use beer than to use the challah, because then you'll be saying a separate bracha of shakol nevaro that you would not otherwise have said anyway, and that will serve as the kiddush prior to the hamotzi, which you would have said anyway. Because think about it, says the Rush. If you're going to say Kiddush on the pass during the daytime, what is the daytime Kiddush? The whole daytime Kiddush is just Baruch Priyagaf, and if you're using wine, it's just Shakol Niyabidvaro if you're using Chamar Medina. And if you were using Chala, it would just be Hamotzi Lech Min Haaretz. Well, you're anyway going to be saying Hamotzi Lech Min Haaretz. So there's not going to be anything that makes it evident that you're in fact saying Kiddush at all, because you would have said Hamotzi Lech Min Haaretz anyway. And therefore, during the daytime, we do not say Kiddush on bread. Rather, we use Chamar Medina. And says the Shulchan Aruch, that is the opinion of the Rush, V'divrei Tam Heim. And that makes a lot of sense. That is a very logical thing. And says the Ramah, V'chein HaMinuk Pashul K'divrei HaRush, and therefore we pass like the Rush. So on Friday night, if you don't have a wine accessible to you, so you should say Kiddush Al HaPas. On Shabbos day, if you don't have wine accessible to you, you use Chamar Medina. V'im Yayin Pa'ir. But if there is wine in the city, then lo yikaddish al pas. Then certainly do not say kiddush on pas at night and pashtos is nor on chamar medina during the day. Umisha eino shosi yain mishum neder. But let's say a person cannot drink wine because he took a neder that he's not going to drink wine. Yachal lekaddish alav yishtu acherim amsubnimo. He may not drink the wine because he has a neder, but he could still say kiddush over a cup of wine and let other people drink from it. We already learned that that works. It's not ideal, but that works. Other people can drink. As long as a Malolugmav is drunk by at least one person, so that's going to be fine for other people to drink, even though he's the one that's saying the Baruch Priyagafen. V'im einachir mimo, but if there's no one else with him, he's all alone, and he has a neder that he's not allowed to get any anor from wine. So what should he do? So then he shouldn't say Kiddush on wine. Yikadesh ala pas v'lo aliyayin. He should say Kiddush on bread and not on wine. O yishma Kiddush me'achirim, or should hear the Kiddush from somebody else so that he doesn't have to deal with it. Says the Ramah in the parentheses, this is based on Agos Maimoni, Perchav Test, Mechazar Achayayin, that he should look for wine. Uchuvus Maimoni, Sofaflos, Mendal, Yikadish Alapas. That in Agos Maimoni, he says that you should look for wine. In Chuvus Maimoni, he says that you should be Mekadish Alapas. So, which is it? So, Chain Sarach Lamar Achilik, Imochel Vadov, Imochel Machirim. It must be the difference if there are other people with him or not. If there are other people with him, so good, then go for wine, because one of them could say the Kiddush on the wine, or one of them could at least drink the wine. But if there are no other people with you, and you have a neder that you're not allowed to use wine, so then you could say Kiddush al pas. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah now. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chaf Dalet Shemekadshin al Sheichar. So the Mishnah Berurah says when there is no wine, there's a Yesh Omrim. This is Yesh Omrim that you can say Kiddush on Sheichar. So says Mishnah Berurah Davka B'makom Davi Chamar Medina. Even that, even according to this Yesh Omrim, it's not like carte blanche. You could just use beer. It's only if beer is the Chamar Medina. If it's a commonly drunk beverage, Dain Ushein Yain Matzah B'Choli Ir B'Shana Hazo V'Ikushtiyasnu Mishaychav V'Sharmash. And what does it mean that it's Chamar Medina? It means that wine has not been available and therefore beer has supplanted wine as the primary beverage. Sounds like so long as wine is available, then beer is not the Chamar Medina. V'im yesham yayin elishu biyoker. If there is wine available, it just happens to be expensive, mikri matzui. Then even this shita, which allows you to be mekadesh on sheikhar, would not allow it if wine is available and it's more expensive. V'im ein yayin yisrael matzui. But what if wine is available, but all the wine is non-kosher wine? There's no Jewish wine available. There's only stam yenam. Aval bishayin enam yehudim matzui. There's plenty of stam yenam around. ground. Lo mikri matzah ledezevel. That's considered that wine is not available, and therefore, for that, you would say kiddush on the chamar medina. Sivkaton chavhei ushar mashkin. So he said you could be mekadesh on beer and shar mashkin. Says the mishbura. What does it mean? Shar mashkin v'chala v'shemen ein bechlal zeh. That milk and oil are not included in shar mashkin. Da'inu chamar medina, because milk and oil are never considered chamar medina. Da'in regilin l'shtosel l'mashka, because no one drinks it as a mashka. It's a very interesting line. What does it mean? No one drinks milk as a mashka. Milk and cookies. People don't have milk as a mashka. So it sounds like the assumption is that people don't have milk and oil, even though they are a liquid, but they don't have that when they are thirsty. That is not a drink that one has when they are thirsty. And maybe that's the definition of a mashka. That's something that a person would have to wet their throat because they are thirsty, as opposed to having for the nutritional value of the drink. People drink milk because they want calcium, so it's a little bit different. So it could be that soup, for example, is not a mashka from that perspective. You don't have soup when you're thirsty, you have soup when you want to warm up or something like that. Umasha kasuv chutz min amayim, that which he says, chutz min amayim, ratzalomar, afim shtiyas kol hamakom ahu rak mayim, even if everyone drinks only water in that place, afilu hachi ein dino lekrosa chamar medina al yedei zeh, we don't call it chamar medina, meaning water is the only thing that's disqualified from ever becoming chamar medina. Va'odos yayin saruf ayin lekameh, and as far as schnapps, well, we'll discuss that in a moment, says the Mishnah Brura. So far we said that there's this first opinion that says that when there's no wine available, you may use chamar medina, and we said, yeah, no wine available means not even for a steeper price, not even for more expensive, then you could use chamar medina. Chamar medina is another beverage, not water, not milk, and not oil, but another beverage that has supplanted wine as the primary beverage. Chutz min amayim, ayin lekamar simri shadivavsev beiz mashak sav nusham mishabura, and he says you have to take a look in Hilchos Havdalah what we wrote about water and other beverages. So over there he writes that certain Russian beverages, borscht and other things, that even b'shas adchak they're not chashuv at all, and therefore they cannot be considered chamar medina, even though they're very commonly drunk. So that's a very critical line, because you're going to say something that's very commonly drunk, but it has zero chashivos to it, is not going to be chamar medina. That would have a lot to say about soda, for example, that it's a very cheap beverage, it has zero chashivos to it, and it's very, very commonly drunk, right? So the chora, that would not be chamar medina according to that. Sivkat and chavzai, and then we said that the Rosh had this compromise opinion, where he said it depends if it's Friday night or Shabbos day. That Friday night, if you don't have any wine, you make kiddush on challah, and Shabbos day, you use chamar medina. Gama Rosh Svir lekayesha marishot, meaning the Rush really holds like the first opinion that you're allowed to use chamar medina. It's just that you have a better option than chamar medina at night, and that better option is your challah. And ledina, we should be very careful not to say kiddush on any other beverage other than wine, and if you don't have wine, bread, if there's no wine available in the city of kedil kamei. The har begidol rishon and the reason why you should never use chamar medina for Friday night kiddush is that there are many rishonim that hold that you're not yotzei at all if you use chamar medina on Friday night. And the Mechaber, who quotes opinions that you are Yotze, namely that first opinion, that maybe you are Yotze, is never Machria like that opinion, Lahalacha. He just quotes different opinions. So one should absolutely never rely on Friday night Kiddush on Chamar Medina. Sivkat and Chavches, Alapas. So instead he does Alapas. How do you do Kiddush Alapas? Uminiach Yadav Alav, Ad Gemara Kiddush. You put your hand on the bread until the end of the Kiddush. We already explained this in the last Simin in Sivkat and Mem Aleph, that you put your hand on the bread and on the challah cover at the time of the kiddush, and when you get to hamotzi, you uncover the bread and you put your hand directly on the bread until the end of birchas hamotzi, and then you go and you recover it and put your hand on the cover again until the end of the brach of kiddush. Kamosh kazav simtav pe gimel v'atam the kamosh tzarich lechos biyado akoshel kiddush kach tzarich lechos apas biyado kshemakadish al apas. Meaning the reason that you have to be doing this with your hand is because just like when you say kiddush, you have to hold the kos in your hand. You can't just have the kos on the table somewhere somewhere in front of you, so too if you're making Kiddush on Challah. It can't just be that the Challah is sitting on the Challah board. You have to actually be holding it in some way or another. So then we said, Tov l'Kaddish. So we said in the morning, on the daytime Kiddush, then it's better to be Mekaddish on Chamar Medina rather than on bread. Why? Hainu d'bzo, Yosu tov me'al pas. In the morning, it's definitely better than using bread, K'moshim Frayish Hatam, like the Rush explains. Aval yayin b'makom shu matzoi, but wine, if there is available wine, vaday yivarech alav afilu b'yom. Meaning this is not a heter to just use Chamar Medina during the day. This is saying if your two options during the day are Chamar Medina or Challah, then use Chamar Medina during the day. But if you have wine as an option, of course you use wine. It says in Mishabura, in our countries where wine is so expensive, it's beyond people's means, and most people drink other drinks. Therefore, the minhag became that even Gedolei Yisrael don't look for wine during for the daytime Kiddush. Because daytime Kiddush is only midrabanan. Therefore, they rely on the mekilin. But if you say Kiddush on wine during the daytime, wow, that's mitzvah min hamuvchar. So you see how this minhag developed of using schnapps during the daytime Kiddush. It was because no one could afford wine. It was very, very expensive. It would be really stretching themselves. To use fancy schnapps that cost 10 times the amount that a bottle of wine costs seems very, very schwer, very difficult to justify such a minhag. Sivkaton lamid al shechar, vim chaviv lo yayin saruf. And if it's not beer, but you rather prefer to have scotch or something like that, yachol kaddish lo biyom lechachil b'medina seinu shu chamar medina. So b'medina seinu, he said, like in our places where no one could afford wine, and therefore you need to use Chamar Medina, so it doesn't have to be beer, it could be scotch. But when you're using scotch or any beverage, you need to make sure you're using a kos that holds a revius. So it's got to hold, I don't know, 4 ounces, 5 ounces, something like that. It's got to hold a revius, and you need to drink a melo lugmav of it. And b'di'avad, or if it's b'shas adchak, where you're not able to drink a melo lugmav, and you don't have wine or other beverages, then we can rely on the shita that we learned in Shulchan Aruch that everybody together could equal up a melo lugmav. You just have to make sure that a melo lugmav gets drunk amongst everybody. Which of course means that these 1 ounce shot glasses that people use for scotch don't work. Meaning it's very, very difficult to justify why on earth they should work. Meaning it doesn't have a revius, it doesn't even have a melo lugmav in the whole shot glass. So there's no way a person's going to be able to be make Kiddush on Revius and drink a Melo Lugmav of it, even if you're allowed to make Kiddush on scotch, which you're not. Well, I mean, according to Pashat reading the Shabura, I'm not saying that all Hasidim are wrong, they all have justifications or whatever else, but which according to the Mishabura, you're certainly not. Ulinian made Vash Ushar Mashkin, when it comes to made Vash and other beverages, Ayin Mashk Savnul Kaman, Simrei Sadivav Mishabura. So that you're going to have to wait for Hilchos Havdalah when we discuss it. Shakol, so we said, you say a brach of Shakol Niyabd Varo on your beer, by saying this additional bracha before you're having your suda, so that's clear that it's being done. As opposed to if you were to try to make Kiddush on Challah at Shabbos day, there would be no hecker whatsoever that you're saying Kiddush, because you're just saying Hamotzi, which you would have said anyway. Because there is no Nusach of Kiddush during the morning. There's only a Nusach of Kiddush on Friday night. It's just the actual Birch Sanan. Lo yikaddish al pas. So he said one should not say kiddush on pas during Shabbos day. Kedei lochosh l'das Rabbi Natam shesover dein mekadosh al pas klal. And this is to be choshesh for the sheet of Rabbi Natam who says that you shouldn't say kiddush on pas at all. I'm sorry. This is going on the Ramah where the Ramah says if there's any wine in the city, even on Friday night, do not say kiddush on bread. Meaning even Friday night where you're allowed to say kiddush on bread, if there's wine in the city, then you must use wine. Why? Because we're choshesh for the opinion opinion of Rabbeinu Tam that holds that Kiddush al Pas doesn't work. Veda da afilu la Rush v'yaser haposkim denaktinu kavasayu demutul Kiddush al Pas. And even the Rush and the other poskim that say that Kiddush on Pas does work, gamkin moded demakm sheishayin b'irim mekash al Pas, they'll be moda that if there's wine available, wine is better. Deikar mitzvah al yayin. The Deikar mitzvah is really ala kos. Achdul detu emapas chav lo yosem yayin. Ozmutul Kiddush al Pas afilu yesh liyayin. It's just that according to the Rush, if you happen to like bread more than wine, then you're allowed to make the Kiddush on bread rather than wine. But out of respect to the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, which is that bread doesn't work at all, so we use wine. Maybe the reason sometimes you see people making Kiddush on challah, which apparently used to be something that people did, is that there's samech on the Shita of the Rush, that if you like bread more, then you're allowed to say Kiddush on the bread. So yachal the kaddish olav, and we said that if you cannot drink wine because you have a neder not to drink wine, you could still say kiddush on it and just have other people drink. Magen Avram mechriya da asur b'zel the kaddish al menas sheyish acherim. Magen Avram says no, it's a terrible idea for you to say kiddush on wine al menas that other people will drink. Kivan sheheim yodim levarich batzman bar piagafin kunvuch lekaman simin reishayin gimel sivdalin elahem mikachu batzman v'kaddish al bas. Meaning, why would you be motzi them in a birchas anenin of bar piagafin where you're not going to drink and they know how to say the Birchas Hanen? You're not supposed to be motzi people in the Birchas Hanen unless they don't know how to say it. So, or unless you're being yotze with that bracha also. But if you're not being yotze with the bracha, it's just for them, and they know how to say the bracha themselves, let them say the Kiddush. Why do you have to say the Kiddush? And you could say Kiddush on challah. Oh, yishma Kiddush me'acherim. Or just listen to their Kiddush. Ratzalam, or yelich etzel musubin acherim, shemakachon li'atzman. Go to other people who are saying Kiddush themselves and listen to those people who are saying Kiddush themselves. So to summarize what we learned tonight. First, we said that if no wine is available, you should say Friday night Kiddush on bread. We said when no wine is available, or even if it is very expensive, and people treat beer or schnapps as their primary beverage, so then you can say Kiddush on Shabbos day using beer or schnapps, but not using challah. Again, that's only if no wine is available or it's prohibitively expensive. And then we said when using Chamar Medina, you still have to be careful that the kos holds a revius, and that you drink a melo lugmav of that revius, and that's particularly true when it comes to something to be conscious of when it comes to using scotch or whiskey or things like that, which people may not have such an easy time drinking a melo lugmav at a time and finding a cup of it that holds a revius. We did say that pidyavid you could rely on the tziruf of everyone drinking, getting it to a shear of a melo lugmav, and then we said that if a person has a neder against wine, he can hear Kiddush from someone else. There is a machlokas if he can say Kiddush with the plan that other people will drink. The Ramah says yes, but the Magen Avraham says no. That if they know how to say their own bar piagafen, let them say their own bar piagafen. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time, which will be on Sunday after Shabbos Bereishis, we will finish up Simin Ayin Reish Beis and begin Simin Reish Ayin Gimel. Everyone have a wonderful evening and a guten Kvittel. Yes, you can.